a walk home after a drug-filled night, Barry is abducted by aliens and tested on. An alien, now possessing his body, goes on an adventure of Cape Town's underworld of drugs, sex, and violence. Today, we talk about Ryan Kruger's Fried Barry. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Petrified Podcast. I'm your host, Damian Martinez, here with my co-host,
Eric Lawver.
Yes, and today we are talking about Fried Barry. Oh, yes, what a drug-filled movie this was. It was a good movie, though. I loved it a lot. But before we get started, make sure you go and follow us on Instagram. Link will be in the description, podcastpetrified24. And give us some feedback. Let us know what you think about us, and leave a comment anywhere you can. You know, we need those reviews, that feedback, to help us better this podcast for you. But other than that, I mean, let's get into this drug filled movie, man. It's an experience. Yeah, I will say that it's an experience. It's something that you have to watch to kind of, you know, just know what it is. It's available on Shudder. It's available on...
you can rent it on Prime, I believe.
On Prime.
I think it's on Prime.
It's on AMC Plus, obviously, because it includes Shudder. But, I mean, just rent it. You know, show some love to this movie. It's directed by Ryan Kruger, who also did the new Street Trash. He did... the original Fried Barry was just a short film. It was just, you know, it was kind of supposed to show, like, the effects on drugs, you know, that drugs has on the body, the trip and all that. And then, you know, he wanted to do more with it. So he, you know, did a whole script.
He made a feature-length film out of it.
Yeah, did a script. It was written in like 3 days, but most of the dialogue and stuff was like...
Yeah, it was all like ad-libbed.
Yeah, it was all improvised. Just, yeah. So it was like you're writing the script as you're filming, which was great. Like, that's just...
It comes off like that. It shows like just the quick nature of the movie itself, like the way that it just constantly progresses and just keeps rolling. It's an adventure ride. Yeah. I'll say that much for this movie. Like, if you haven't heard about it, I would definitely recommend that you check it out. It touched me in a lot of ways that I really didn't expect the film to be.
Yeah, dude, at first, like you said, like when we were talking about it before we started recording, you know, you're just expecting something like kind of silly or something over the edge. But it is an experience that, like, you get spiritual with it. It's very spiritual at times. And it's just kind of like, especially if you've, you know, if you've done drugs or been an abuser in any sort of way, which I've seen a lot of comments on, you kind of relate to it, like, how you feel when you're on drugs, like, when you're an abuser. And it's like, yeah, man, I mean, this resonates with a lot of people. I mean, there was a lot of comments saying that, hey, I'm 3 years clean, I'm 6 years clean, so-and-so. Like, this movie, like, definitely, like, kind of shows, like, that kind of effect. Like, you kind of like an out-of-body experience, kind of. Like, you just don't know who you are anymore.
Yeah, it hit on a lot of points. I you know, like we were talking about, I kind of got the feeling originally from just, like, reading, you know, the summary of the movie. I thought that it was going to be, you know, once again, kind of like almost like a Street Trash thing.
Oh,
it was going to be like kind of campy, and we were going to have this aliens, and you know, he's out on heroin and he gets like abducted, and it's close encounters kind of a deal, because you know, it is kind of loosely knit based off of a lot of 80s, you know, sci-fi.
Yeah. There's a lot of little
close encounters, things get thrown in there.
Barry, which I don't know if it was intentional. I mean, because he was named Barry before that. But it's also the name of the kid that gets abducted in Close Encounters
of a Third Kind. A third kind. So, you know, I really didn't expect to get as much out of this film as I actually did.
Yeah, man.
So it was weird. It does have that kind of, you know, like that Train Spotting, Requiem for a Dream kind of feel.
Yeah.
Where it's, you know, like the dark, seedy nature of like heroin and, you know, drug undertones. But it's also got like this almost redemptive, like,
arc, like story arc. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you know, one of my favorite films, obviously, is A Clockwork Orange.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got that whole feel that, you know, he's reformed.
Yeah.
And like, by being abducted by this alien, it takes him from, like, being a crappy, like, non-attentive husband, just
father, yeah,
a horrible person.
Yeah.
And it, like, brings him to light, you know, and it empowers him and makes him a better person by being possessed by the alien.
Yeah.
And so, like, that was a shock that I didn't expect to come out of this movie, you know, because, like I said, I kind of thought it was going to be kind of cheesy and campy, more comedic in its nature.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, there is comedic element in
it. Oh, absolutely. But
yeah.
But it's not, you know, the entire premise of the story is not a comedy. It's, you know, it takes you down this wormhole. And, like, you start off and Barry is. He's a heroin addict.
Yeah.
He's a neglectful father, absentee father, absentee husband. His poor wife is, like, you know, just there, you know, making sandwiches, taking care of the kid. Yeah. And he, like, comes home and, you know, he's been out, like, doing drugs and hanging out at the bar.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, hey, you know, you're going to eat dinner with us? And he's just, oh, rah, rah. You know, and it, you know, and he just takes off and he leaves.
Yeah, he's like, they're arguing and he just
rather than deal with his problem, he's just going to walk away from it. So he walks away. Lo and behold, you know, light comes from the sky and he gets abducted.
Yeah, well, he leaves to, like, alleviate stress, I guess you could say, by going to a bar. And then I guess one of the guys there talking to him, he's like, hey, you know, you're doing anything tonight? He's like, no. So they go and do heroin. On his way back, that's when he gets abducted.
Yeah.
And there's this whole just kind of sequence of, like, him being tested on, probed, and I guess seeing the effect of the aliens enter his body and coming back down to Earth. And so it's such an experience because you're seeing this dude who you obviously is possessed by aliens, that he's just kind of, this thing is kind of wandering and kind of taking in everything that it's seeing, you know, whether it be like the drug filled streets, like people, you know, trying to sell them drugs and people throwing up, you know, coming out the club, throwing up on the sidewalk and just seeing all this stuff and kind of taking it in for the first time. And, you know, it's kind of like this thing where he's just, I don't know, it's like an adventure. Like you go on an adventure, like now you're trying to see, like, through the alien's eyes and through Barry's eyes.
Yeah, you're seeing what it would be like to obviously experience this kind of stuff going on.
Yeah.
And it's so, like, kind of over the top. I mean, everything is just amplified. Everything is, like, multiplied by 10.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's seeing these things and it walks you through everything, like the alcohol, the drugs, sex. Sex is a big part of the movie. And it's just, like, the most disturbing, like,
weird
stuff. Like, he's just, you know, like, for some reason, like, women just find him irresistible.
Yeah, it's like...
Like, I don't get this feeling that it was really like that before.
Yeah.
But now that the alien's in there, maybe they're just getting a read off of him in some way.
Yeah, maybe, yeah, something like that. I mean, okay, so, like, when he first is wandering the streets, he stumbles into a bar, right? And the dude's talking to him. I mean, there's two girls there, and there's another guy there who brought these two girls and who is played by Ryan Kruger.
Yeah.
And Barry's just kind of like staring at the bartender and he's like, you can't get with that. Like, you're not going to score. Like, that's not for you. You know, you're not going to get it. And meanwhile, these other two dudes at the bar, they go to the restroom to go have an adventure of their own. But, Ryan Kruger's character, he's like saying, hey man, you want some strange? Like, and they're like, what? Like, what are you talking about? Like, these two girls, like, they want it bad. Like, they're, you know, but of course they're not interested. Like, they're just like, they dip. And Barry's just kind of staring at himself, staring at the bartender. And he's like, oh, the restroom's over there. So when he goes to the restroom, the dude, they're being, one guy's...
they are engaging in fellatio.
In fellatio. There, right? There you go. Yeah, that's
a polite way to put it.
Polite way to put it, yeah. They're engaging in fellatio, and the bartender catches all three of them, like Barry staring at them. And
yeah, because he's just awkward at this point. He's just like, he's taking everything in.
Yeah, it's like he's experiencing this kind of what humans do for the first time. Like, wow, like what is this? Like, what's going on? And so they kick him out, and then he wanders into a nightclub. And again, the music is great. Like, oh man, I forgot his name. It's like Hazer.
Hazer. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's Hazer.
And if we get that wrong, please correct us. Like, I know he does amazing soundtrack to this movie, and he goes into this nightclub and meets this girl who has like, I'm assuming it's like ecstasy or something. And he takes the whole bag that she has.
Yeah, he gets like, she gives him like one and then she dances away.
And he takes the bag.
And then she's like dancing with like this whole bag and he just like walks over and just takes it and eats like all of them. And she's just like, she's pissed. I mean, he just ate the stash.
Yeah. Like that's my money. That's my rent money.
Yeah, pretty much. Like,
and he goes wild. He starts dancing and, you know, just letting loose, I guess you could say, on the dance floor. But now he's tweaking. So he's like standing on the side and like this dude who's also probably, you know, on something. He's like talking about music, you know.
Dubstep and like
oldies.
Yeah. And, oh, the oldies, man. The oldies. And then Barry's like, oh. Like new
oldies. No, he's like oldies. He's like, oh, I love oldies.
I love the oldies too. And
and then he's like, oh, newbies or new, yeah, newbies.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, newbies too, man. Don't get me wrong.
Don't get me wrong. I like it all.
But yeah, it's just like this adventure that you go on with this alien of him experiencing like this real underground.
Every vice, like every vice comes into play. Like it just.
Yeah. And then at this nightclub, he goes to the restroom to take a piss. Staring at this dude's junk, but the guy in the stall is like, hey man, come here, like I know what you want, like I know what you're looking for. So of course it's another act of fellatio that the dude's trying to, you know, he's trying to offer his services. Yeah. I get it,
he's lonely.
Yeah, but unfortunately when he was abducted, there was a needle
rammed into his unit.
Let's just say that his unit. It doesn't show it. It just shows like.
It shows the unit.
It shows the unit and the needle.
And the needle. It just doesn't show the insertion of said needle into the urethra.
Yeah.
There we go.
But I guess as a defense mechanism or something, it likes.
Yeah, like, he gets like a flashback. It's like a MDMA, like Vietnam flashback. And he like pictures like the needle.
Yeah.
And, you know. He puts a stop to that real quick.
Yeah, he sprays him in the face with some goo.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. And so, you know, he takes off. He's gone. But, you know, when he gets out of the club, he, you know, runs into a woman that, you know, really.
A woman of the night.
No, she was the one at the club, the older woman.
Yeah.
She loved the way he was dancing. Oh, before.
Yeah.
He was rocking and rolling. She, you know, was digging it. So, goes home with her. Now, mind you, it is Barry, but it's also possessed Barry.
It's an alien entity just
that doesn't know what it's doing. Like it's just kind of taking it, like just kind of going with the motion.
Yeah.
So he already scored drugs. He already got offered, you know,
fellatio twice.
No, just once because he just experienced.
Oh yeah, he experienced the other two guys just doing their business.
And now he's going home with a woman. And so he goes home, and this woman's a freak, man. She
turns on the little vidi, and
she got her little stag film going on, and you know, trying to get him turned on. But of course, he doesn't know what's.
Yeah, he's non-responsive. He's just basically sitting there, like, what, you know, what's going to happen now?
Yeah. So she, there's no really polite way to kind of describe any of this.
She mounts him.
She mounts him and starts riding him.
Handles business.
But he's not. You know, he has no reaction.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. Like, even with these drugs and everything, that's the one thing that you kind of notice is in his life, he was so over the top with, you know, doing substances and that he was so into the thrill.
Yeah.
And now everything is just kind of bland. It's all generic.
Yeah.
And you see him just kind of laying there.
Yeah. So. Which I've heard, you know, drugs do that, man. They kind of take, you know. Some they kind of make it feel good, and some they just kind of.
Yeah, but I think that was MDMA. So I'm pretty sure if you did a whole bag of MDMA, you'd probably be like off the charts.
Yeah,
I don't think you'd be sitting there like all zombified, you know.
Yeah. So, but she's like, dude, you need to make a noise or something. Like, give me some kind of feedback.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I need to know I'm doing this right.
So he's just woo.
Woo.
That's the whole.
He just Ric Flaired her.
Yeah, like, Ric Flaired her through the whole thing.
Yeah.
And she, you know, she climaxes, she finishes, and she kicks him out. She's like, you can't stay here.
Yeah, no, you're.
I got what I needed.
Yeah, you're not that good. Get the hell to stepping.
So he leaves, and he's just wandering the streets, and then he runs into the woman of the night. She's like, hey, you know, you want to, you know.
Yeah, you want to go have a good time? Although yeah. I never saw any money exchanged.
That's nothing too.
She obviously she's working.
Yeah.
And so he walks up, and she's like, hey, you know.
Maybe she felt the mojo, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that maybe there's just like this universal appeal that comes
like
this
aura from, about him, like that he's like attracting.
Yeah,
like
this frequency that he's putting out. And yeah. She's like, oh, well, you know, you want to go have a good time? Like, let's go.
Yeah.
So I go back to her place, and she like or obviously.
I'm assuming it's like a brothel.
Yeah, it's like a little no-tell motel, like hourly.
Yeah. And so they get busy, and now he starts to feel it because I think the first time with the other girl, he was wearing, you know, rubber.
Yeah, she made him wear protection. This lady is like unsheathed.
Yeah.
The sword is unsheathed.
Yeah. And so now he's getting the full experience.
Yeah.
And so he feels everything, and he finishes within her. And she's like, wow, like that was great. Like, you're amazing. Like, awesome. No money. You don't need to pay me anything. Yeah. And then she immediately becomes pregnant. Like,
yeah.
Within 5 seconds. Like, she feels like something growing inside of her, immediately gets pregnant.
And then you get like this whole alien thing, which is like really cool because like,
yeah.
You know, it's like the Alien movie.
Like, oh, yeah,
Her stomach like starts moving and you start seeing that there's something living inside of her.
Yeah. And so she gives birth to a baby. And it's like, what? Like, you're watching this, you're like, am I on drugs?
Yeah, right now? That's something. You're like, dude, did I take the pills? So,
and yeah, she has a baby, and then I guess the dude who runs the place, he's like, whose baby is that? Like, he comes in because he hears the commotion. He's like,
where the hell does baby come from?
She's like, well, it came out of me.
It's mine. And it's like,
oh, she's like, it came out of me, but it's not mine. Like, it's yours.
It's
like,
yours now.
Yeah, it's yours now. It came out of you. So he gets kicked out, and she's just like, what the hell just. Like, what did I just do?
Yeah, she's just taken aback, and Barry's just like, oh, I'm going to go hit the street. I'm going to go back home.
Yeah. And so, but he's left, like, again, he's just, like, it's an experience. Like, you're on the ride with this guy, and he's, you know, you're seeing him experience these things for the first time. A man is having a heart attack on the sidewalk, and he goes and he saves him, like, saves his life.
Yeah, he touches him, and it's almost like he can sense what's wrong with him.
Yeah.
And the guy, like, you know... He gets up, essentially, and he's, like, trying to thank Barry, but...
His wife pulls up.
In the interim,
up, yeah.
Barry's wife has now come along and found him wandering the streets, and she is none too happy that he's been out all night.
Yeah. So she takes him back home, and she's, like, complaining because, you know, she knows he's on heroin. She knows that he's been, you know, poking himself with the needles. But, you know, this is a different Barry now, and so he's, like... She's like, you know, that's your son. Like, you know, her son's sitting across from him. She's like, you know, that's your son. You know, feed him or whatever. Starts feeding his son, showing affection. And, oh, well, because before that, he actually went into the park and saw a couple with their kid and showing the affection, being, you know, feeding the baby and all that. So he does the same thing.
Yeah, he's learning this behavior, like being an alien. He's learning human kindness.
Yeah, and she gets all happy. Like, okay, maybe he's redeeming himself. Maybe, you know. He gets up and tells her that he loves her, and so they decide to go. And,
oh, yeah. Once again, that alien.
So
that in the alien juju.
In the past 24 hours, this man has been with three women.
Three women, two.
One's a pregnant. One had a kid.
Possible man.
Oh, yeah. And almost. So yeah. Four people he's almost
yeah,
had.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Everybody wants Barry now.
Yeah, it Barry's where it's at, I guess. So, you know, they decide to get it on, and as crude as the mother is with the, she pulls out a condom out of her purse, tells the son, you're not getting a brother.
Yeah, he's like 5 years old. She's like, you're not getting a little brother.
He's like, thanks, Mom, appreciate it.
Yeah, better have enough food for me.
So, yeah, so they have their moment, and it's like, okay, he's becoming a better person now. And so the next day, I'm assuming it's, you know, he's sitting there just kind of in silence. So she turns on the TV, and through the channels, he's flipping by, you know, with his eyes like, oh my gosh, where he changes the channels with his eyes. It's Twilight Zone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the little kid. So he's flipping the channels with his eyes, And you kind of see like how Ryan Kruger, some of his old short films, you see, you know, just a whiskey commercial.
Yeah.
And that's, that one sticks in his head for some reason. He, you know, the guy, it's kind of like a Dos Equis commercial.
Yeah. The most interesting man in the world or whatever. Yeah.
And he's like, oh, definitely puts hair on my chest. And they all start laughing or whatever. So he remembers that. And the wife's like, hey, I got to show you something. And so they go back to the, and they have like, a, I guess, a marathon of sexual encounters. And they're, you know, pretty much having pillow talk.
They're, yeah, they're working on their relationship.
And so. He's like, you're, you know, he sees on the TV, you know, of like an old 80s or an old like film back in the 50s of like a two lovers, you know, talking to each other and saying, you're the only one for me, baby. So he repeats it to his wife.
And by that point, boom, she's sprung.
Yeah,
she's,
that's it. And but Barry's hot to the touch now. Like he's
got a fever. Yeah,
he's overheating, so she throws him in the tub. He's not cooling down. She thinks it's because of the heroin. Possibly, I don't know. And so finally she's like, okay, I got to take you to the hospital. So she wraps him up in a towel, and he looks like E.T.
Yeah.
In a towel. So she takes him there, but at a stoplight, he freaks out and he runs away and he just goes on this, like, just, he's all dazed and kind of out of his head. And finally he just passes out in his underwear in the middle of the street. So these two guys pick him up.
Like you do.
And they dress him because he's dressed.
Yeah.
So they dress
him. But they know him too.
That's the weird part.
They know him because... Yeah. You know, they know he's got the good stuff, remember?
Yeah, he has the good stuff.
So they take him to, like, this abandoned greenhouse or something, and he's, like, sitting there, and they're talking to him, and they're, like, you know, asking him basically where the good stuff's at. Where's the drugs?
Yeah, and he's telling him a story about his girl. Him and his girl came to South Africa because there was the best heroin here.
Yeah.
And she ended up leaving with his friend or something like that, and so left him there. But, they decide, to give him, I guess, some crack or something, because he's, like, all, you know, loose or whatever, too down. So they put the pipe up to him and
make him
smoky.
Smoke the little crack, maybe smoke a little crystal meth, you know.
So he smokes it, and now he's tripping.
Yeah, he's zoning again.
And his neck stretches, and they see it, and he's like, all right, you know, we gotta go. Yeah. Like we're done. We're good. Like, hey, you know, we'll talk to you later, Barry. You know, and the guy leaves his headphones that he was listening to, so Barry puts them on, and now
he's got the soundtrack, man.
Yeah.
So
he's going around. He's, you know, dancing in the street. You know, flipping out and flying. He starts to fly through the whole city. And finally, he wanders under a bridge where a guy unfortunately gets mugged and is bleeding to death. And so the guy's like, you know, help me. And he just puts the headphones on him and walks away.
Yeah.
Well, watches the light leave his eyes. And it's like, and I was thinking, like, why couldn't he save him? Like, he's...
Well, see, that's the whole point. That's like one of the things I took from the movie is, like, there's this whole strange redemptive nature.
Uh-huh.
To the alien abduction. And I think the other guy was because it wasn't like he was dying from something that was his fault. Like, he wasn't like a junkie, like living under the bridge.
Yeah, he just having a heart attack.
Yeah, he was just having a heart attack. He was dying pretty much of natural causes.
Yeah.
So he kind of steps in as like a messiah and like saves that guy.
Yeah.
But then this guy is like probably down on his luck.
Drug deal gone wrong.
Drug deal gone wrong. Maybe Barry knows him from life. And it's weird because, like, you have this, you know, laughter and tragedy. Like, you have both sides of the coin.
Yeah, because he puts the headphones on him.
Yeah, he puts the headphones on him, like, and he's found, like, such, you know, elation from this music.
Yeah.
You know, he's flying around, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
And now, like, this guy gets the headphones, and it's like, I'll give you, like, some departing music, you know? I'll give you something to help you along your way.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not going to heal you.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, like, and that's why I said that was one of the strangely pleasing things about this movie was I wasn't expecting this, like, whole deep wormhole.
Yeah.
I was expecting a lot of surface-level comedy, and when I'm watching it, I'm just like, I'm getting feelings of all these movies that I've seen before, you know? I'm getting the Clockwork Orange, the person being redeemed. I'm getting all of this, and I was not expecting that from this film.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a wild ride, man. It's good stuff. So after he sees the guy die, he's on the wrong side of the tracks now, and these three guys confront him. It's like, hey, you know, what are you doing over here, man? Like, this ain't your side,
yeah,
man.
This ain't
like,
your neighborhood. Go back to the other side of the tracks.
Yeah. So he gets beaten up by these three guys, and the leader, I guess, of them, is telling him, like, you know, man, like, next time we see you, like, you know, you're dead, or pretty much, like, something like that, like, threatening. And Barry puts out his hand, and, like, I feel like transfers, like, the heart attack to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, like, it was like a force crush or something. Like,
yeah. The dude's like, the heck, like, the dude felt something, and
you could tell it's, like, almost like he knows, like, he's gonna die soon because of, you know, what Barry did to him.
Yeah. And so he's like, oh, crap. And then Barry passes out, and he is taken prisoner by a child kidnapper who's holding all these kids that was showing on the news when Barry was watching TV. And unfortunately, is torturing him because it's like the dude knows he is something else. Like, he knows that he's an alien. So he's, like, pulling out his tooth to see if it'll regrow back. And just, like, you know.
Yeah, he's doing, like, all these, like, standardized alien abduction tests, yeah, kind of things.
And so he puts him in with this other little girl. And the girl's like, hey, do you want to be my friend? Like, so taking a liking to Barry. Then in the morning, he hears the scream of the kid. And immediately, like, breaks out to go save them. And hits the dude over the head. And then they find all the kids that were missing. And he's like, okay, we're going to set them free. Like, it's time to, you know, this just shows, like, how redeeming this dude is. And so he sets them free. But unfortunately, the guy comes to and chases him with a chainsaw.
Yeah.
So there's, like, a battle between him and Barry. And they go at it. And finally, Barry kills him.
With his own chainsaw.
Yeah, with his own chainsaw, with his own weapon. But you know, when they're leaving, the cops show up and they think Barry did it. Like, yeah. Barry's the one who was the kidnap. Even though he's walking out with these kids.
And the kids aren't scared of him. They're not, like, running from him. They're running with him.
But. Yeah. But they lock him up, and because, you know, he wasn't talking during the interrogation.
Yeah, he's not defending himself. He's not saying he didn't do it. He's not saying he did it. So, yeah. Hey, this dude's a nutbag, so we're going to send him off to the sanitarium.
Yeah, the psychiatric ward. You go, man. That's where you go.
That's it.
This is where we meet the two guys we would later meet in, obviously, Street Trash.
The Hebrew guy is, like, doing, like...
Martini, man.
Martini is doing, like, his, like, best impression of DeVito in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's
Nest.
Yeah,
which was
great, because, like, you totally get that read, and it was just...
Queen.
Yeah, it was just completely unusual, and they kind of reveal to Barry, you know, that they're gonna, that there's a plan for, but what was the one guy's name? It wasn't Martini. It was
Ronald?
Yeah.
Ronald. Yeah, it's the same name. So the short film, The Time Traveler, that Ryan Kruger did, they're the same characters from that.
Yeah.
And they're just playing the same ones. And then still is Ronald in Street Trash. It's like, you got a good character like that, man. Yeah. It's just, you know, you keep it.
You,
like,
keep it going. You keep it consistent.
But yeah, Sean Cameron Michael, he plays Ronald. And Martini, he's the one who plays the guy who's doing the cards and all that.
Yeah.
And they're pretty much saying, like, you know, that they're going to get out of there, that his friend Lawrence is going to come.
Come pick him up, yeah.
Yeah, but that... Barry's special. He knows Barry's special. And he's introducing Barry to Martini. He's like, oh, Larry the bread or the sandwich guy.
Yeah.
He's like, no, this guy with the sandwiches. But they're pretty much talking. And immediately they're like, it's now. Like, we're going to break out now. So he's like, he just got in there.
They already had this plan, like, formulated. And they're like, dude, we're not even going.
Yeah.
Like, we just have this, like, plan hooked up. But, you know.
Yeah, like, you're special. Like, you're going to get out of here. Like, I'm going to sacrifice. Ronald's like, I'm going to sacrifice myself for you. So he goes through, and pretty much he's like an old war vet. And so he's having, you know.
Multiple flashbacks.
Yeah, multiple flashbacks. He has an M14. That's what it looks like. And he's going through, he's firing down the hallway, he's, you know, checking his six, you know,
and like, all checking the and corners. All the yeah. like everyone in the asylum is going like apes so yeah. the whole thing. They're just
and so they're going through, and finally, you know, they get to the exit and they tell Barry, like, I can't make it, but tell Lawrence, you know, that I can't make it, that I sacrificed myself for you. So Barry leaves. And then finally, the reality is he had a baton that he got from a guard
yeah.
that
knocked out. Yeah, there was like no M14. Like, yeah. it was all just like some kind of wonderful schizophrenic fantasy.
Yeah. So. And he came out on top. You know, yeah, he won.
Absolutely.
And they just escorted him back
but to Barry the But Barry still got out.
Barry got out. Like, no one's like.
Yeah, nobody even like questioned. Like,
oh, no one okay. went after him. Well, no one.
Once again, he's just on the lam, but maybe that's part of the whole alien charm. Maybe he just. You know, he's forgettable. He can make you forget things.
Yeah. So he goes, he finds Lawrence. Lawrence was a real person that was waiting out there in the car. And he's like, oh, where's Ronald at? Well, tell Lawrence that Ronald couldn't make it.
Yeah.
And so they get in the car. They take off. I don't know where they were going. Like, they never
No,
say.
That's a whole weird thing. It's like Repo Man meets, like, flipping Fear and Loathing.
Yeah.
It's like Dr. Bongos is just taking you out for a drive, you know?
And
like,
so, you know, but he thinks Barry is like still hopped up on their stuff that, you know, they give him to sedate them. So he gives him a shot of something and Barry is like just tripping again. And the dude, since he used to probably most likely was in that same psychiatric ward, that he starts, you know, going crazy too. And finally, Barry is just kind of wandering the streets again. Like, it's just he's back to being on the streets, you know, just kind of. On this kind of drug trip again, and finally, I mean, he knocks out, and he's picked up by the girl who he impregnates.
Yeah, he gets picked up by the prostitute.
Takes him home. When he wakes up, he's now, like, paler. He's white now. Like, you could tell.
Yeah, he's all, like, crusty. He looks like his skin's, like, peeling off.
Yeah.
And he's totally pasty, so I think there's more alien than human at this point.
Yeah. And so finally, like, he sees the kid that she had, and it's.
And the kid looks just like Barry, except that it's wearing, like, a pink halter top with, like, fringe. and the prostitute is trying to feed the child, and she keeps trying to give it, like,
food,
like poached egg with, like, little bread sticks. And the baby's like, now, milky milk, or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, milky
he's
milk.
Like, milky milk. And so the mom's like, no, you got to eat this. You're not getting milky milk. He's like, yeah, milky milk. So finally, like, the kid's, like, power wins over. So she, like, you know, you don't see it, but she whips out her breast and starts breastfeeding like a full-grown berry child.
Yeah.
And it's just.
Now, mind you, it is literally just the same actor.
Yeah, it's the same exact actor.
But he's acting like a kid.
Yeah, acting like a little girl. But then she decides that, you know, after instantaneously breastfeeding, she looks over to Barry and she's like, you know, he's your son.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, well, if I had a kid that was like full beard, you know, balding, look just like me, you wouldn't have to tell me like, hey, that's your kid.
And I guess this sent Barry over the edge, and he starts dying. And so she takes him to the hospital, and they're trying to revive him, trying to bring him back. And his wife finally shows up to the hospital looking for him. And he's like, yeah, he's in that same room. So they go, and she watches pretty much as he dies. And they, you know, mark his time of death and everything. And the doctor tells her, you know, we tried everything, but
he's passed.
So they have, like, this moment, and, you know, pretty much the wife, like, tells him, like, you know, it's the drugs that's what killed you. Like, you know, we wanted you to stop, but you couldn't, which is like a reality. Like, in reality, like, that's just what happens. Unfortunately, you know, there's good people that are unfortunately
addicted to drugs.
You know,
yeah.
To drugs. And that's reality. Like, even though this is like, again, there's so much like element to this movie. Like, yeah, it's a, you know, kind of drug filled, sex filled movie that you go on this adventure, but there's so much reality in it that you could relate to, or, you know, someone can relate to that has been through this. And it's like,
yeah, and so many levels of different, like, things with addiction that you can relate to. Like, you can relate to when he's first at the, you know, the dance club.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, yeah, well, those are the good times. Like, that's when you just get in and, you know, you're being introduced to this world. And, like, the world's your oyster.
Yeah.
Like, you can have all these women. You can have all these men. You can have who you want.
Yeah,
you know, strange you're just dancing. Yeah. You know, get a little bit of strange. You know, you've got, like, you like the oldies. You like the newbies. You like this. You like that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, everything's new. And now by this point, everything is basically soured and it's become, unfortunately, like, the other side of the token, which obviously is heartache, depression, you know, loss of life.
Yeah.
And Barry's basically run his race and he's done. And she's left to clean up his mess.
Yeah. And so in his death, I guess you could say, in his conscious, you know, in his mind, he's having like this experience of like seeing this guy that, you know, that was there when he went into, when he first came back to Earth. He was wearing like a purple suit, and now he sees him again. He's dancing, and his, like, there's like two different Barrys, like on each side of him, that are clapping. It's kind of like, hey, you did it. Like, you've ran your course. Like, now it's time to come home. Like, you did it. Like, you ran your full life here on Earth. You got your experience. And so he comes to, and his wife's like, you're not my husband. Like, I know, like, I could feel it. And so Barry touches her on the forehead and kind of shows her
everything that he went through.
Yeah.
Like the whole abduction and everything. So,
she's like, okay, we got to get you back home. Like, it's time to go. So they load him up on a wheelchair, and the girl, his side piece, I'm going to say, his baby mama and his other baby mama.
Yep.
They take him to the spot where he, you know, was abducted, and finally, you know, they say their goodbyes and, you know, thank you for it. It's, and that's what it is. It's like the woman who got pregnant and had the baby, she couldn't have kids. And though she like is kind of like owing a debt to like Barry, like, thank you so much for giving me life.
Giving me
like,
this experience. Yeah,
this experience.
Letting me be a mother.
You know, so he, you know, he kind of gave her the opportunity to be a mother, even though she wasn't able to. And then for his wife, the love that she was looking for in a husband.
The love that she could never get from earthly Barry, she achieved through alien Barry.
Yeah.
So.
And so they, you know, he goes back up in space, and that's it. It's over.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful Close Encounters moment.
Yeah.
Like, if you've seen Close Encounters, literally the exact, like, lighting system of the Close Encounters saucer.
Yeah.
Like, pulls him up, and it's just like, oh, Close Encounters. So, like, that was a cool touch.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me was, you know.
Yeah, you could tell. You see the influence, like, big time.
Oh, yeah.
So, they're, like, they're just standing there on the sidewalk, and she asks, you know, you want to go grab a beer? Even though you have a kid in the car.
Yeah, but it's a grown-ass kid. Okay.
True.
Like, that kid got a full beard, a receding hairline. Dude, ain't nobody gonna mess with that kid.
So, they're like, yeah, like, let's go. And so, she asks the girl, like, how do you know Barry? And say, like,
yeah.
But before they could finish, earthly Barry finally falls back down to Earth. And that's it. That's where it ends.
Yep.
He comes back to Earth, and maybe now he can live a better life, kind of experiencing his body that this alien was piloting, you know. So, but that it was such a crazy experience, man. I didn't know what to expect from it. Again, like you said, you were expecting like this kind of surface level comedic element to it, and it kind of was much more than that.
Yeah, that's totally what I was expecting. I was expecting something far more just jokey, especially with it coming out in 2020.
Oh, yeah.
You know, due to the fact that it came out during the pandemic here. So I was kind of thinking, oh, well, maybe it's a feel-good movie. It's not going to be something that's, like, that deep.
Yeah.
But then you watch it, and you're like, wow, this is, like, you know, this is really telling for the time. It's, you know, it's pretty deep.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like the way that he kind of disguised it. And I really think that it was ingenious to do it that way is, you know, it is kind of like Repo Man in the fact that,
yeah,
you know, the guy at the tow yard in Repo Man is obviously, you know, he is like the enlightened one.
Yeah.
But he's like the most lowly of lowly. And it's like, no, like in the end, you are the enlightened one. So, I really like this movie. I think it was, you know, I think it was a great pick. I really enjoyed it. I got more out of it, far more out of it than I ever expected to.
Oh, yeah, so. It was so great. And we decided to do this because, like, he just came out with, you know, he's supposed to be coming out with his new
RIP series, like,
experimental
short stories,
collection. Yeah. So his short films that he's going to come out with. So we thought, you know, hey, man, like, your trailer looked awesome. So, you know, we'll do some Fried Barry, you know, in this episode. I mean, again, I'm excited to see what his collection is about.
Oh, yeah. Just from the teasers, I mean, there's some great looking stuff in this collection.
Oh, yeah. So,
like, you know, the Catwoman.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I'm for that.
Which was on the TV in Frightmare, yeah. Like when he was flipping through the channel. So I'm saying, like, his short films were in there. So I'm excited to see what he comes out with, man. He has a different thinking mind, like, especially now. I mean, it would be perfect for you. Got so much copy and paste coming out, you know, here. You know, it's good to see, you know, somebody who's not afraid to push the limit or do something so different to where, hey, man, here's a different experience that you could have. You know, so that's going to be exciting to see. I can't wait to see what he comes out with later on, too, especially with Street Trash. I mean, just how good he did with that. I mean,
yeah, that was...
I can't wait for it. It's out on digital now, so...
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, you can actually get a physical copy of Street Trash now, which is, you know...
I'm ordering it this weekend, so...
Yeah.
Hopefully I can get my copy. I'm excited for it, man.
Get your hands on Street Trash.
Other than that, thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We hope you enjoyed last week's episode, too. And, yeah, we're going to keep on pumping out these episodes, and we got so much good movies coming out. You know, not just this month, next month. I mean,
2025 is just it's loaded. You're like, your dance card's already punched the minute you like hit, you know.
Yeah,
Nosferatu just basically ushered in, you know, years of, you know, 2025. I can think of at least 20 films that are coming out this year.
Yeah, so we're excited to hit those and kind of give you some good content. So, but thank y'all so much for listening. You know, please follow us on Instagram again.
Give us a like.
Yeah, like, review, please, wherever you can. And, yeah, we will see y'all next week.